Hey there. Welcome to another week of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Today is Monday, July the 3rd. It's the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. Good old Doubting Thomas. We're going to talk about him as we look at the gospel from today's daily mass. But before we do that, I just want to say a few words. You know, last week on the program, I started off the week by letting you know of the need of my financial needs for my ministry. And I also did the same thing in my daily email reflection. You know, these things, they do cost money. And because I do this full time and speaking is very slow right now and for the foreseeable future, I'm not really sure what's going on with speaking work. People are calling for next year, which is a good thing, but I had a really good Lent this year, my busiest Lent ever, did a lot of speaking work, and that's primarily how I support myself and my family. But things are different. After COVID, things are very different in the church. There's not as much willingness to bring in speakers, although the opportunities are still out there. But nonetheless, between that and rising cost of especially my email reflection and the time required to do a podcast like this, even though it's 5 minutes, it everything does add up. But the point is, I asked for funds last week, and you came through in a big way. So I'm really grateful for that. I want you to know that. I don't want to just ask for financial support and then move on without saying thank you. I mean, really, from the bottom of my heart, I'm grateful. I couldn't do this without your financial support, your prayers, and your encouragement. So please, thank you, and know that you are always in my prayers and that you're a big part of this show and all my work, my ministry in general. I couldn't do any of it without your support. So I hope to keep walking with you for many years to come. It's up to the Lord. It's up to a number of different factors, but I'm excited. I always get fired up when I do these programs, when I go out and speak, when I write, no matter what it is. When I start proclaiming the good news, I get excited. So thank you for your contributions. Gospel from today's daily mass for the Feast of St. Thomas the Apostle is from John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. Let's read it. Thomas called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. And this was on the day of his resurrection. The apostles were gathered together in the upper room. Jesus appeared to them, right? But Thomas wasn't there. The other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, the disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now, obviously, there's a lot to go into here. And I think Thomas does sometimes get a lot of negative publicity as being Doubting Thomas. But let's look at what happened here. Thomas wasn't there the first time Jesus appeared to them. And, you know, there's something has to be said about being skeptical at times or being discerning, maybe is a better word. Thomas wanted to be sure. He wasn't just going to put his faith in their words. But I think the most important thing to focus on here is not that Thomas had some doubt, but the fact that Jesus made it a point to appear to Thomas and come to him in his doubt and help him to come to believe, which is exactly what happened. So from time to time, we all have doubts. We get maybe little questions arise in our minds about the faith. Is the Lord real? Is he going to really help me? Does he not hear my prayers? Whatever it is. Understand that he's going to do whatever he can to keep coming after you, to help you come to believe. Give him a chance. If you're doubting, ask for some help. And then look for signs. I think you're going to find he'll come to you just as he came to Thomas. In some way, he'll come to you. All right? God bless you. Talk to you next time.